this week. It's called Parsha Zochor. The mitzvah says the Raisa Zochor is Asher Osel Cho Amolek Baderech, Asher Kor Cho Baderech, Ve'ezan Ebechokon Nechasholim Acharecho. Asher will learn the halachos of it. Shaila is avad that everyone has different times in his life that he finds it shver. What is this big mitzvah to remember that Amalek started up with us? Even sounds sometimes, maybe you're not allowed to speak like that, yeah? You know what I'm saying? He started up with us. The ma'aseh we won. Amalek started up with us. Forever we have a mitzvah to kill him, to kill his kids. If someone would do it today, the world would be against him, yeah? His great-great-grandfather started up with us. So we have a whole cheshbon with him. And we chase them. And we're killing the whole nation. It's against all the rules, yeah? And Eina Kiseh Sholem, Hashem says, Gonish, till Amalek is not gone, Eina Kiseh Sholem, and Amalchus Shleimo. It's a couple of guys, not up with us. We push them out of the way. We carry on walking. We let them to carry on barking. They tried a couple more times to start up with us. Milchomo la'Hashem la'Amalek midoyr doyr. Milchomo la'Hashem ba'Amalek midoyr doyr. We're fighting Amalek, we're chasing Amalek. We're not stopping to fight with Amalek. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? There's a lot of hesberim. I'm sure it's tifer in yonim, sorry shel Amalek. I don't understand. I'm not going to be masbed this tifer in yonim. But it's such a mitzvah that we have to remember. The Rambam says sheniskor eivosri v'sinosri v'naorer. We have a mitzvah to remember, to remind ourselves and not to forget how Amalek was bad to us. Savade. לגבי גופם של דבורים, זה דבורים עמוקים. But the דבורים הפשוטים, נגיע את us, נגיע את every one of us, דבורים הפשוטים. Amalek, it's three things in Amalek that is נגיע את every one of us. The first thing what is נגיע in Amalek was that when people do something good and a person stops them from doing the right thing, person stares people that are doing something good, there's no mechile and no slicha and no kapora of such a thing. Now you saw go out of Mitzrayim. If they will carry on like this, there will be zeiche. Amalek comes and is mekarer, Asher Korcho baderech. A person that stares a matzav of aliyah is no slicha, no kapora for it. Worse from everything else. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, everyone looked up to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael looked up to themselves. It was a matzav of aliyah, pchine of aliyah. It's a real aliyah. It was the matzav of Klal Yisrael. A real aliyah. And such a matzav of a real aliyah, ad belidai, if someone comes and stares it, en li slicha vekapor. What does negiah to us? Rabbi Yehuda speaks about nimnu chaveirov ledvar mitzvah veloi nimne emoem. Hariyu bichlal apikoyres. Person doesn't know how much, how big is the tviya. But as a musig of nivnu chaveir of imom v'lo nivnu imoem, he's a amolik. He's a pchine v'amolik, and the chet is without no proportion. No proportion. They did it once. Forever we chased them. And we killed Zaroi, Vezera Zaroi. Nothing is left. Yeah, like I said, in our days, if you do it to a different nation, they put you in, you know, special jails for these Zachar. Lemosho. That's the notes. It's the one Neuro. It's a yeshiva. I said, the guy will come up to the Shemaim. Let me say, he'll be ready to go to Lado. Yeah. Comes up to the Shemaim. He goes to Lado. He's a Levaya. Half a million people. You know, he sees his bed flying up to the Shemaim. He's sure he's going to Gan Eden. And he will come to the Shemaim. And they will put him in Gehenna. He will ask me. In the Shas 20 times. Shulchan Aruch 10 times. Tur. Chesed, Tzedakah, my tefillahs, cups of water for my tears. Yeah, I'm the God of Lador, like, why am I putting me in again? They'll tell him, because I'm only learning Yeshiva Smir. And Friday is the first Friday you didn't come to Yeshiva. Second Friday you also didn't come to Yeshiva. So what? So the first week, all the new Bachim came. They were planning the new Yeshiva. Normal Yeshiva is 7 days a week, yeah? No Shaman and Yeshiva in the world, and it's 5 days. Yeah? Maybe college. But you decided not to come. So the guys knew you also decided not to come. And more guys decided not to come. So Baruch Hashem, you became older, you became mature, you go to the Fayemi even Friday, I'll be saying it. But on your name, every week, hundreds of boys don't come Friday to learn because you were part of the Rifyan in the first Friday. And this Gehenna is piles and piles and piles. The Goyen says we spare a special tefillah for it. V'asa sotan milfoneinu u'me'achoreinu. So the Goyen, what is milfoneinu u'me'achoreinu? Sotan milfoneinu, I hear, what is me'achoreinu? Learn to make faces in the back. What about if you're standing behind you making... What's the sotan me'achoreinu? Sotan me'achoreinu? What about you? Learn to dance behind you. What's the sotan me'achoreinu? Zog the Goyen, the sotan sits there. And he convinces weiter guys not to come Friday. Because he wants you to go to Gehenna. It's a pachat. You don't want to hear it, you don't have to hear it. But I'm telling you in Olam HaEmes, if you didn't come Friday, you will have Gehenna for hours burning. I could promise you, Chomish can suffocate about it. I don't know how you could fix it. Chomish can suffocate about it. And don't think it's only on Friday. And sometimes guys that never came to Yeshiva will be better off. A guy never came to the Mir, Lamazayim. He became Bar Tshuva 20. He's better off than the guy that came to the Mir and didn't come Friday. Even then he learned 5 days a week. But not only that. The Bachur comes in 10 o'clock every morning. So he looks on his bench. The first day, everyone came 9 o'clock. Second day, he came 9:30. The guy near him came 9 o'clock. One day, second day, no one is there. The other day, the guy also came 9:30. Then he came 10 o'clock. The other guy also came 10 o'clock. That bench is empty. The bench behind is empty. Yeah? The guy will come to Gan Eden, they'll tell him, Shuldik, you're right, today you're sitting alone day and night. I'm on the mirror till today. It starts 10 o'clock. Hopefully it will change, yeah? The guy, 10:15, he closes his Gemara. Or even if it doesn't close, the Olam know when he walks out, they know this is the goodbye, yeah? His three friends also walk out from different doors, yeah? So what happens? So even the good boys, so 10:30 already, it's already end of Seder. But if he will sit till 10:30 to learn, even the good boys will learn till 11, like you have to learn. And the bad boys will learn till 11:30. But comes 11:15, yeah? You could count the minion. That's a ban. I'm just saying, if it will come to this, it's matzah. This is Amalek. It's a chet she'en lo yitakone. Lo yisishkach, Hashem says. Why? You mekarer be'anbatya. It's not only you. You're staring different people that are learning for no reason. You're staring them. It's a pachad neuro. It's a pachad neuro. And the Torah is madgish that this chet is worse by the Kiddush Baruch Hu more from andere chatoim. Choyte umachti eloi chelek loilom abo. Also, it's chover uli yirovan benevat. שחוטו והכתיס ישראל לאבים שבשמיים. It's the first chilek of Amalek. The person has to know it's a big pachat. It's a terrible pachat. Aber זה geht es in Ruchnias. If you mezake da ilom, you have schusim. And if you machlish da ilom, you have haveiros. I'm saying again, it doesn't, every time, once I was in America, someone learned in yeshiva, came to see him with his mishpacha, I didn't see him for years. Came with a blue shirt, I said, I don't remember, you know. I asked him what he does. Seder HaYom was very schwach, I think, a couple minutes learning here. The Ramesh Gornish was very poor ruchnistic. So I told him, you know, a person like you, I believe at least 10 years Gehenna would call. So Ramesh explained to him what exactly would happen to Gehenna. You know, how he would get blisters and then they would pop. Ramesh, the whole... After 20 minutes he gets up and he said, I don't understand. I brought my whole mishpacha to meet my Rebbe. This is what he did to me? It's not fair. I said, I'll tell you. And Oyla Me'emes, you'll come over to me and you'll tell me why you didn't picture it worse. If you would picture it worse, maybe I will change myself. So I love you. And I want to tell you what will happen there. Hopefully you will not get there. If I don't like you, I will have, if you see someone going in a car, 2 minutes he's zooming down to a clip, no. You stop him. He says, hey, you like me? Why are you stopping me? Please, don't disturb me to drive. I'm enjoying driving. Tell him, because I like you, I'm stopping you. I will not like you, I will wait to see how you crash now. Yeah? But because I like you, I'm stopping you. Forget the guys that I don't like, I see them leaving, I'm so happy. I promise, I can picture how they're burning. When I see 10, 15 to go out, I know, boom, one more guy, no chance. I see guys first Friday, they didn't come, I know these people, nebach. They will never get out of Gehenna for the little terror that they did in Yeshiva's name. It's not a joke. The more people did it, the Shbochu knows how to divide it. Skirov said that Gehenna is big. Some people think, you know, they will meet their friends in Gehenna, it will not be so bad. He said it's so big, everyone will feel at his own lonely burning. Don't think it'll be a matzav around you. There's enough place. Eretz Tzio, Shmoma Mein Yoshev. And this is Amalek. And this is one of the reasons Mevur in the Sforim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah. Lehaskir be'atzmeinu, how bad is a person that is mekareran batir. You have shuls. Guy comes to a new minion. No one is schmoozing. He starts to speak in between Gavre and Gavre, Kiras HaTeire. Before he knows, after 3 years, Kiras HaTeire, he can't hear a word in that shul. You know what he did? He was mitzanen dat batia. No one is speaking Chazal Sashatz. Starts to make stupid jokes, Chazal Sashatz. It's a pirtze. Besmeresh that no one brings in phones. He brings in his phone, just looks under the table, thinks no one sees, yeah? Another 10 guys come in with a phone after it. The person doesn't know what it means to mitzanena and batya. It's a terrible zach. Shbochu gave us a mitzvah, lo yisishkach, lo yisishkach. No mechila for such a thing. This is the first thing that a person has to ma'irer himself, mesaken himself, and mechazik himself. That is another part of Amalek. It's the Amalek apnimi. Every person has his Amalek. Amalek comes right away. Every time when a person has a chizuk, is an Amalek that comes right away to stop him. It's his inside Amalek. Every person has moments. If it's once a day, if you're shvach, it's once in 2 days. If you go shvach, it's once a week. I don't think there's a bacher that I know that doesn't have at least once a week. You know what? I'll be better. I'll be starker. A second after he decides it, like Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim, someone is waiting to him that he's called Amalek. Tells him, you know, you're tired. You know what? Go to sleep. Tomorrow start from fresh. This machshav is called Amalek. Tomorrow he'll wake up 9 o'clock. Then he'll be the Amalek of the Bismedrash. But he'll wake 9 o'clock. He has a chizuk. They say over a mice and no one knows if it's true or not. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he knew Shas, Yosho V'Hofuch, and the words. He knew everything. They say when they were in Shanghai, in China, and they were missing a part of the had a Ktzois, was missing a page. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz took a paper, written down the words that is missing, and he put it into the Ktzois where it was missing. So when they were sitting in the dining room, when people were arguing, they needed a thesis, they would go over to Chaim Shmulevitz and he would say over the piece of thesis, and they would carry on arguing. Yeah, two guys had to argue. So much they didn't thesis, like me, like you, Chaim, said the words, and they would carry on. They said over a mice, it's a big argument if it's true or not. I'm saying again, even then I heard that it's true, I'm saying that I don't know if it's true. So, and they came over to Chaim, the thesis, and he forgot the thesis, he couldn't say it. Couldn't say the thesis. He got up, he ran to Bismedrash, and he started to learn again Shas. And he didn't bench. As they gave the mice. Now, if it's true or not, if it's not true, we bet mechile. If it's true, we carry on to explain what is the pshat of the mice. So they said that they went over, I think it was to Reb Chatzkel, I think. Ask if it was right or wrong. I'm saying I'm missing some details. I think everyone is missing some details in this maase. But Reb Chatzkel said that if he would bench, he would not be Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. That push that he had, I have to do Shas again from the beginning, I'm starting to forget. If he would bench, after bench, you say, okay, so it's one thesis. That minute, you run. If you stop for a second, it's over. This is the secret of the Milchama Shamolik. This is the secret. This is the secret. And I'm telling you, Bechush. Every person, I'm telling you, every guy has moments that he decides, you know, he will change the ganze world. And sometimes after I decided it, I started right away. Sometimes I said, you know, I think next week is a better time to start. All the next week never happened. Abad. Doesn't mean that it didn't happen. You could learn the Masechta, you could learn. But if the Bi'am Oretz, if you push it off, it doesn't happen. If you push it off, it doesn't happen. If you push, Miyat, when the Yisrael is there, you chap it. And this is what the Torah is merames to us. And the Milchama for Amalek. And not only that, don't leave even a zecher mashu. Don't let that Amalek even mashu. Even mashu. And I would say, Moshe, guy decides this minute, you know what? I'm becoming God Lado. The second we're speaking here, Lamazan, one guy decides, this is it. I'm becoming the God Lado. So he has an option, miyad when we finish, to run, maybe to start to learn. He says, okay, he'd learn. I'd say that I'll start. Whatever happened. This is the krach of Amalek. This was the hachlosh of Amalek. Klaus went out of Mitzrayim. Korcho baderech. They stopped. To zbeir him a little bit, maybe to be mamchish, I'm only saying time and the call a little bit, how they were machlish Klal Yisrael, not only the goy. So Klal Yisrael went out, they fell with the kids of Hashem. Hashem runs the world, right? Hashem wants our best. If someone starts up with them, and there's a war, okay, they win the war, so it doesn't look so clear to them that Hashem loves them, and the whole world is scared from them, and nothing will happen to them. It was a whole war. We even didn't win the war. Vayachlis Yeshua Samorak Lefichorek. So Klal Yisrael, from the high that they wore, became back into normal. They were Mitzan and Dan Batya. And close man, Amalek is there, Ein Akisa Shalem. And a person, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sends a person the whole time, these pushes. And the Amalek that is connected to Yitzhak Hora stands there every time just to make it a bit schwacher. Oh, you speak to a bacher. To make up with him, you know, he'll start now every morning, 9 o'clock to 9:30, tell his dibble, but the ganze starkheit, he's such a beast live as the bacher. Already, you see, tomorrow morning he didn't do it. Yitzhak managed to machlish him. This is the koyach of the Yitzhak. Chaparai. Machlish. Another part of Amalek is we have to be ma'abed zecher Amalek, lo yishkach. When a person has bad, when bad is around, bad is mechale every good thing. And a person has to know the way to get rid of the bad is not to cover him, is to destroy him. I will explain. Lamazagan, some Bachrim, he likes to listen to news. He listens to news. He has an illness. He likes to know what is happening in his world. Yeah? So, no, he has a world. He has to know what is happening in his world in China, in his world in Japan. You know, it's a kind of taiva. A person wants to know what is happening in his world. Yeah? Some people don't have it in the world. They need to know what happens in the balls all over the world. Yeah? But he wants to know what happened in his world in the balls. But he has an illness. He knows that this illness destroys his learning. So he says, you know what? I'll try not to listen. This is not Mechiyas Amalek. This is move. The Torah says, Kol Zman that Amalek is around, Ein Akisa Shalom. It doesn't go. I can't. He has to find a way how to get rid of it. If it's by a Kabbalah, that when he's in yeshiva, he doesn't touch a machine that lets him to know. He has to be aimed in the Kabbalah that he could be aimed. Maybe, I'm not saying he's allowed to, but in his Kabbalah, if someone else will listen, he's allowed to listen maybe. But he will never open a machine to listen. Never. For this man, for this month. A person knows that in his dire, his bad things, he moves out. There's no music to say, I will stay in the dire and I will not watch. Nishtoa zazach, nishtoa zametzias. He knows himself, if he goes to some hotels, he eats shvachere echsher. He knows himself. No, he's only planning to eat the chicken. But every time when he goes in there and he eats, I don't know if you're allowed to eat the chicken here, but he eats the rest also. So he doesn't go. He cuts himself. He doesn't go. Yemach shmoi vezichroi v'nimach zichroi melaskiroi. This is the milchome ba'amolek. He has a friend that is a bad influence on him. He cuts up with him. It's one of the things that is so hard for Bochum to do. But I'm telling you, it's chaval that you Bochum. Avshach would say, Alamol, if he would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he would create everyone 100 years old for a day and then start from zero. Like when you come up, you'll be like one day 100 and then, like, you know, crumple back into a baby and start again. Because everyone, I'm telling you, I know you think it's different. When you'll be 30, 40, 99.5, all of sudden, all your friends that you have shaykhs today, you will not know even one of them. I know you think it's different, I'm telling you. No one stayed. From school, how much friends from school you have? If you ask your parents how much politics you have, but that kid didn't speak to you, you were crying 10 days, yeah? You don't know who he is even. You don't know, you get older, you don't know if he's alive already, yeah? Gomish. You meet him, you don't want to speak to them. Bederech klal, no one stays. There's new friends. Avada, you meet him from yeshiva. Avada, you speak. Telling you. But now, you mask him to ma'abed kimat all of your ruchnias, because it's hard for you to say goodbye to that friend that every time you shmuz with him. It's a shrekliche zach. Shrekliche zach. You almost could ma'abed all of your zach. Mechia samolik, the gather of the Torah is yimach shemoy. When it's bad, you have to cut away from the bad. You have to cut from the bad. The mitzvah, we have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did. This mitzvah is a mitzvah that we're living with us. It's dear for us. It's a mitzvah that's eser d'oraisa. It's not a chokhmah to go Shabbos to shul to read Parsha Zohar. But with my Amalek, I am Amalek. I do my say Amalek. I leave my inside Amalek. Nothing. The Iker is this mitzvah is alimol amerames and the teichen. But the teichen of the emune. If a person, I'm saying, in Chodesh Odo, steht in Sforim, that is a special siyata dishmaya from Milchome ba'amolek. And like, as a way to make the Milchome of Amolek a chitzoini, as a Milchome with Amolek apnimi. And if Mezus Hashem will be mischazek, we'll have the siyata dishmaya ba'amolek. Thank you.